So this is about your full alignment, your full graduation, your full extension. We want to receive ourselves as a column of light, and we want to enter this auditorium. Now, when I say auditorium, just imagine they are just like plume feathers of white that are just stroking your energy, just like angel wings. And so what we're being offered, what we're being guided to, is our true essence, our true understanding of self, our true indicative of our final placement. So when we say final placement, remember that our steps are ordered and we don't have to worry about their arrival, because what we receive is what is due us. So sometimes it can feel a bit challenging, and it's like, why would I order that? And so we want to remember that we're clearing away the fairy dust, and we're clearing away whatever kept us trapped, and whatever information that we need to signal our readiness, to signal our advancement. Excuse me. So as we coordinate, coincide with our new reality. So our new reality is here, is being streamed in, is fully available, waiting for our discovery, waiting for our noticing, waiting for our consent. So we want to remember we're making a journey with our mind in our consciousness and affording ourselves our holy gifting, our holy consent. They're showing me the destiny card. So this is what, so when we're talking about like our final reality, it's like we're here, we have steps that are ordered, but our final reality, our destiny, is already coinciding with our current placement. In other words, it's side by side. What we're learning to do is to step accordingly. In other words, come into agreement, come into full acceptance, come into full delight. Now, this acceptance requires our empowerment. It requires us standing alone. So let me explain this. The standing alone is you're not following pressure from the outer. You're not following dictates from the outer. You're listening to your own triumph. Each of us are a beautiful channeler of light, no exceptions. So it doesn't matter if you receive word by word, if you get visuals. What you're doing is toning your own true essence, your own true revelation. And so you can never be separated from self. It's impossible. And so the more that we subscribe to this ownership, to this privilege, to this understanding of self, that our true self is already a given. It would be, we wouldn't be if it wasn't already here. What we're learning to do is to stand without. And when I say without, it's like without the old issues, holding on to prejudice, fears, entrapments, and need to be served from the outer. Because what we're learning to do is to serve ourselves, to grow, to accentuate, to manifest from our inner light. So this is about getting very, very comfortable with our power. And they're showing me the Queen of Wands. So she can light up a room. She can take care of business. She can create and manifest whatever is needed. So each of us, they're saying to really relax with that, trust that. Whatever is afforded for your next right establishment, it's already in the oven. You already have the recipe. What you're learning to do, they're saying, is bake without. So again, not releasing the outer subscription, the outer prescription, and really affording ourselves our own holy sanctuary. So our own holy sanctuary is beyond the mind. So this is like when we meditate and the mind is thinking this, thinking that. Even when it's thinking positive thoughts, it's still thinking. What we're doing is we're consenting to our holy revelation. So when I'm receiving this, I just receive each in their light. So we want to receive ourselves as light. We want to receive ourselves as love. And that's very, very easy because each of us has experienced love. The thing is, we seem to still believe it's conditional. Well, I'm in love as long as my partner's here, or I'm in love as long as my child's talking to me, or whatever it is, versus understanding that love is our very nature. It never leaves. It never, never leaves. So this is what 5D is. This is what the newer earth is. It's establishing this heart-centered consciousness of new engagement, new arrival, new privilege. So each of us are standing on our own ledger. When I'm saying that, it's like each of you are the Buddha, each of you are the Christ, each of you. Now, when I'm saying that, I literally have like light and it's like you're in a pyramid, but then this pyramid becomes two pyramids that becomes the infinity symbol. And this is what we're actually registering. We're actually broadcasting. Now the infinity symbol keeps turning and turning, and it's like this sacred geometric signaling. So we want to receive ourselves in our heavenly notion. So now we're going beyond our prior lifestyle. We're leaving time and space and really introducing ourselves to our Merkaba, to our true endorsement, to our true revelation. So again, join with your light, join with your new light codes, with your new sequencing, with your new availability. So again, we're not trying to decipher, we're not trying to figure out. We're restoring ourselves to our wholeness, to our brilliance. And that wholeness, that brilliance is all-encompassing. In other words, it knows exactly what to do, what not to do, where to go, what to say. All of that holy remembrance. So what we're doing is dropping false prejudice. All the places that we were prejudiced against self, all the places that we said to ourselves, someone's got to mind the store. So the ego step said, I'll take over. And so we've all played the false self. So it doesn't matter if you think you're succeeding in linear life or things aren't going as well in linear life. It's all relative. In other words, it's all of the false endorsement. So as we tune into the central sun, as we tune into our column of light, as we come upon our own altar of bliss, so this is our higher heart, and we're allowing that heart to speak volumes. Again, not in words, in symbolic gesturing. So you may feel elated, you may feel refreshed, you may feel, oops, I'm leaving what I just attached myself to. So remember, everything that's of the earth, everything that's of the linear formation is simply tools or forms or extractions of privilege. In other words, what we're really doing is becoming the architects of the new template. So when I'm seeing this, it's just this beautiful imagery where we're each being restored to our true essence, to our true value. So this energetic symbol and placement brings us into holy matrimony with self. So it's not people, place, and thing that is going to solve it, that's going to solve anything. It's our own holy vision, our own holy remembrance. So as we will receive these keys of source endorsement, so again, returning to our connection to source, returning to our true light, to our true availability. And so as we're receiving these energies, we're looking not to another. We're looking within our own awareness, within our own discovery. And again, when we say our, we're dropping that small self, that false identity, and moving into our divine understanding, our divine privilege. So this is where we are, that I am that I am. So we're receiving that on multiple levels of endorsement. So when I said multiple levels of endorsement, each became this multidimensional voyager. And the more that we understand that we exist beyond our current simulation. In other words, we seem to be using a body, but we're not the body mind. We're beyond. We're beyond all past consideration. So this is where we're elevating ourselves into new timelines. So in order to make this happen, we have to receive our relevance. In other words, transferring our awareness to our holy endorsement. So allow yourselves to receive the gifts of true understanding, true symphony. When I say symphony, it's like a symphony of light that's creating revelation, which is sourced by our God self. And so with this, all things are possible. Again, the last is already here. The last step to your awakening process is already present. So we're gliding into our new discovery. We're gliding into our new source indicative. In other words, recognizing ourselves to be source without lack, without separation. Restructuring past considerations. So wherever there have been blips, wherever there has been depressed notion, this doesn't mean you were depressed, though you may have been. It's that you're depressing, lowering your frequency, lowering your gaze. So when we return to our ever-present reality, all this is stepped up in time. In other words, past time considerations are no more. The only reason we continue is because we used to still believe in it. We used to still carry that antiquated notion and understanding of self. So as we break ties with liberal pleasure, in other words, receive, just imagine this pulsation of light. I have these like plume feathers, like angel wings, like supporting us, stroking our energetic field and understanding to lift us into higher broadcast, into higher union. So as we will receive this great endorsement, this great intelligence, the light codes merge and signal our forevermore. In other words, our eternal self. So remember, we all took on this false conditioning in order to come into this timeline, in order to merge, in order to bring it heavenly notion, to increase its frequency. So again, it's by taking the incarnation that this can be offered, that all can be assimilated. And now we're back to the Queen of Wands with her amazing capabilities. Allow yourselves to receive that gift of light, to receive that gift of heavenly notion. And so feel that self-pleasuring bliss. In other words, whatever my higher self dictates, of course I'm ready for it. How could I not be? It was pre-planned all along. It was pre-planned all along. Whatever is before me, as I still consider myself to be individuated, let me proceed. Let me proceed. And so when I said that, it was like I literally saw someone step out in faith and turn over a boulder. Let me proceed, because when we remember, everything is a projection of our own consciousness. Whatever we decide, we bring into manifestation. So it's never what we're doing, it's our own self-endorsement. It all begins with our awareness, with our consciousness, with our state of heavenly union. So as we coincide with grace, as we coincide with true remembrance, now I've got the Sphinx, we bring forth all the gifting, all the gifting that matters. And again, I keep having this infinity symbol, but the infinity symbol is in light, and that light is self-endorsing. So I just see it like hovering in front of the third eye. And it's almost like, how do I say this? It's almost like a washboard. So that infinity symbol is just sort of like moving up and down the chakras, bringing forth self-revelation, self-revelation, self-gifting, self-admiration, meaning admiration of the true self, the divine self, the I am, that's coming into full establishment. So funny, usually the landscapers kind of irk me a little bit, and now it just feels like a humming, almost like the humming of Gaia, of Mother Earth. So again, form can be used by the ego, or form can be used by spirit, by Holy Spirit. So where we are aligned to demonstrates our relevance. We're all ready to be the magician. We're all ready to be the high priestess. Where we establish our relevance. So allow these light codes to be received in all levels, and allow them to bring forth true revelation. Now, when I say revelation, I keep hearing manifestation. There's some that are still holding back. Well, I don't want to attract a crowd. I don't want anyone to get upset. You're teaching yourself forgiveness. In other words, you're teaching yourself your agreement to be in your power. Now, when I said that, I literally became the Sphinx. So feel that. Feel the mightiness of the Sphinx on Earth, or whatever symbol arrives to you. Now I have like this mighty oak tree. Whatever feels strong, mountain, whatever it may be, I still have my paws. I still have my paws on Gaia. So remember, this is consciousness. As we receive our true understanding, things are gonna shift. Things that seem very solid are not solid at all. So our ability to move timelines, to transfer timelines, very, very easy. Once we receive our true understanding of self, let us receive. Oh, I still feel like a Sphinx. Oh my gosh, it's just like the best.